Gauteng is usually the undisputed king of South African gambling, but quietly, the Western Cape just stole the crown.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Right. They are now holding a 31.7% market share, which is generating this massive 18.8 billion rand in gross revenue. So welcome to today's deep dive into the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board's 2025 to 2030 strategic plan. Our mission today is really to explore how a regulatory body manages a booming vice industry while trying to maximize public benefit.
Okay, let's unpack this, because we are looking at a classic tension here, treating an industry like an absolute golden goose, but one that simultaneously requires a very tight leash.
Exactly. I mean, the sheer scale of that golden goose dictates their entire strategy. That 18.8 billion rand, well, it translates directly into about 1.5 billion rand in taxes and levies.
Wow, that is a lot of money.
It is. And that money directly funds the province's roads, healthcare, and education. So to keep those public funds flowing, the board isn't just sitting back. They're actively fueling economic growth by, expanding licenses for limited payout machines, we call those LPMs, and bingo too. Yeah, and to be clear here, when the board talks about rolling out thousands of new Type B, C, and D gambling machines, we aren't just talking about mega casinos.
No, not at all.
We're talking about a scale of access that ranges from, a handful of slot machines in a local corner pub to larger, dedicated bingo halls embedded right in everyday neighborhoods. So I really have to push back on the board's logic here.
Before it.
How can they realistically claim to protect society from the overstimulation of gambling, which, by the way, they are legally mandated to do, while putting gambling machines practically on every single corner? It honestly feels like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500.
Well, yeah, I totally get that. But the board's rationale is that latent, unregulated gambling is already happening in those exact communities.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so by offering legal avenues, they basically pull that activity out of the shadows. What's fascinating here is that the board doesn't just collect taxes. They leverage this legal framework to enforce strict social and economic mandates.
Like what?
For instance, they tie operational licenses directly to broad-based Black Economic Empowerment, or BBBEE, targets. If an operator doesn't hit specific equity and job creation numbers, well, their license is basically on the line.
That's a huge lever to pull.
Definitely. They also enforce strict self-exclusion lists and mandate funding for the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation. So they use the carrot of legal operation to enforce the stick of social responsibility.
Right. Okay. But, keeping a tight leash on a physical machine in a pub is one thing. But the board's biggest headache, and honestly, an untapped tax goldmine, has completely outgrown physical geography.
Oh, you mean the digital side?
Yes, because online interactive gambling is currently completely illegal in South Africa under statutory law.
Which creates a massive regulatory blind spot. I mean, because of that ban, players simply use unregulated, untaxed platforms that are based offshore. But the proposed remote gambling bill, which is B11 2024, aims to fix this by letting provinces issue their own digital licenses. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these rapid technological shifts are forcing regulators to radically upgrade their tech.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. They now have to deploy AI and automated web scraping systems just to detect shadow domains. And they have to trace illegal financial transactions across borders. The sheer volume of digital data makes manual regulation completely impossible.
That makes total sense. But here's where it gets really interesting. The complexity of the digital realm isn't just about catching illegal sites.
Right, there's the tax issue.
Yeah, there is a massive legal battle raging right now over how to tax digital casino credits. The Supreme Court of Appeal actually ruled that casinos must pay taxes on free play. That's that promotional fake money they give players.
Yeah.
Just imagine a grocery store giving you a coupon for a free loaf of bread, but the government still taxes the store on the full retail value of that bread just because the transaction itself took place.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
It is wild. But the court's underlying logic hinges on the mechanism of the bet itself.
How do you mean?
Well, when a player wagers that free play credit, the court views it as a formal gambling activity. It is a bet placed and recorded on the digital ledger. Therefore, it triggers taxable gross gaming revenue, regardless of whether the casino actually received a cash deposit for that specific spin.
That's a massive technicality.
It is, and it's a ruling that completely upends the economics of digital promotions. The Constitutional Court is actually deciding the final outcome right now.
Wow. So what does this all mean? Ultimately, the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board is walking a very precarious tightrope.
They really are.
They have to maximize revenue to fund vital provincial infrastructure while aggressively trying to keep the inherent social harms from spiraling out of control. It puts into perspective how heavily local governments rely on highly complex, intensely regulated industries just to balance the books for you and me.
Yeah, it is a very fragile ecosystem, and it's heavily dependent on physical borders and local jurisdictions. This raises an important question as the remote gambling bill pushes us further into the digital age.
It does. As technology creates borderless, fully immersive online betting worlds, will regional regulatory boards eventually become obsolete in policing a global digital casino? Think about that next time you see an ad for an online sportsbook.